We finished up the Chazon Ish's Mahalach in terms of Emuna, and now we shift to the second part of the title, to Bitachon. And Bitachon, he starts out by telling you that he's going to tell you something radically different than what the Olam thinks. And again, I don't even know if we're going to cover the whole first Os, because we have to digest exactly what he says. There's a nuance here, but it's a significant one. He starts out right away. There is a mistake or misconception that has taken root in the hearts of many when it comes to bitachon. Again, bitachon, I guess the best translation is probably trust in Hashem. And it's actually going to explain later the relationship between emunah and bitachon. But bitachon generally means trust in Hashem. Shem bitachon hamishamesh lemidam hulal vikaras b'fia chasidim. This trait of bitachon, which is considered to be, you know, in the from the perspective of the righteous, a special main midah, nistoveva, has changed and has developed and become b'musag chova lahamin, that a person has an obligation to believe. In any situation in which it confronts a person, and it's not clear, there is nothing right now that's determined what's going to happen. And there are two possibilities of how things are going to turn out. Again, many situations in life, we have a situation, we have no idea how it's going to turn out, and we have two paths in front of us. So the idea of bitachon has turned, and again, of the two paths, achas tova v'lo shnia. One of them is a good path, as we call it, and one is the not so good path. Right? It's a good path and there's a bad path. There's a good result and a bad result. So what does bitachon in Hashem demand of me? So he says the tos is what people have come to believe, is that bitachon means ki betach yiyah tov. That if I have real faith in Hashem, then definitely the good result will come. V'im is stopping, and if a person is not certain which result is going to come, v'choshesh al hipuch hatov, and he thinks that there's a chance that maybe the bad result is going to come, hu mechuser bitachon. Then people will look at that, will think that your bitachon is like, if you had bitachon, you know it's all going to turn out good. Says Ein Hora Zu Bitachon Nechon. That's not true. Says that is not Bitachon in Hashem. Shekol Shelon Isbarer Binevua. As long as something has not been clarified by prophecy, Gora Lo Asid. What's going to happen in the future? Ein Asid Muchra. There has nothing that is determined what is going to happen with certainty at any point later than right now. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu has revealed it through a Navi, which he promises will not come back. Who knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations are? So what is Bitachon? Again, you have to juxtapose the two in order to appreciate what he's saying. And on the one hand, yeah, well, let's see. Aval inyan habitachon. So what is bitachon? Hu ha'emun she'ein mikre ba'olam. Is the belief and the trust that nothing is happenstance. V'chol ha'nas etachas ha'shemesh. And whatever is going to happen, whether it's the good or whether it's the bad, hakol b'hachroza me'ito yisbarach. It all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be there's a good option and a bad option. The Chazon Ish says, having bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not mean that you have any more of a belief that the good or the bad will happen. You can be more concerned that the bad is going to happen. As long as you believe that whichever one is going to happen is the Ratzon of Hashem, that's bitachon in Hashem. That's trust in Hashem that He is the one who is acting. Not that what is going to be, what we perceive as good, is going to happen. And when something happens that's bad, oh, it must be we were lacking in bitachon, because if we had proper bitachon, then Hashem would have made the good conclusion come. If a person is, Rachmana Litzlan, sick, bitachon does not mean does not mean that everything is going to be, you know, on the good path that we want. It's that whatever is going to be is the Ratzon of Hashem, and I trust in Hashem that He's going to do what He thinks is right and what He thinks is just. But it does not mean that I have any more faith that what He is, the good option or the not as good option, is going to happen. No, again, when a person has a choice to select between two options, a person is obligated in his hishtadlus to make the best possible option. But let's say there are, you know, health is the easiest one because that's the most, I guess, you know, out of our hands. A person who is Rachmana Litzlan sick, so there are at least two options, but again, in a broad sense, there are two options, right? There's the path to getting better, and there's the path to getting worse. Again, obviously. Yeah, again, you did everything, right? You did everything in your part. Whether you're going to get that job or not does not depend on your bitachon. And having a, I know I will get it because I have faith in Hashem. That's not faith in Hashem. Faith in Hashem is that I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants whatever the result is going to be, that that should be the result, and I trust that that's the calculation, that's how He has determined it, and that the reason that I did not get the job or I did get the job has nothing to do with the person sitting behind that desk. It has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Now, in one sense, it sounds kind of obvious. Like, who would think otherwise? If you put your ear to the ground, you hear people thinking otherwise. Again, the Chazanish doesn't write that it's a toos no shenes. With that, there are people who have written essays upon essays trying to refute this Chazanish. And to show that, no, bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have true bitachon, that's the better option to come out. Again, it generally comes, maybe for next time I'll try to. Is the best. Okay, so that's correct. That's a little bit more semantics. That type of best is semantics. Meaning, if I believe that the bad option is the good option, what does that really mean? It means that I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world the way He thinks He should run the world. Now, whether I believe that that's good or not good. Again, you know, Kol David Rachman Latav Avid is a belief, but I don't think that's the definition of bitachon. I think if a person believes that this is the Ratzon of Hashem, and maybe Hashem wants to punish me, I don't think there's a lack of bitachon. You'll say, but the punishment is good for you. Right. Again, I think it's more semantics.
But also, you could say that the Ratzon of Hashem has to be. You could believe that the Ratzon of Hashem has to be good. I mean, Hashem doesn't do anything. Not random,
but He punishes. You read. Correct, but that's a step further.
Right.
Meaning, you understand what I'm trying to say? The point that he's trying to make is to distinguish between if I have true faith in Hashem, that means that the good is going to happen, and if it doesn't happen, that's because I was lacking in my bitachon in Hashem, or if I think that it's not going to happen. Again, maybe in the end it won't be what happens. But if I think, if a person, Rachmanas Lan, sick, and I would, you know, articulate that, you know, we have to plan for the worst. No, if you have bitachon, don't tell me this doesn't happen. If you have bitachon, then you don't have to prepare for the bad option. It's going to work out. It will work out. It's going to work out how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to work out, and that is our chiyuv in terms of trust in Hashem. It does not mean it's going to work out the way we necessarily want it and the way that we perceive is good. Now, if we take that a step further, then what you're saying is correct. Then we appreciate that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our best interest in mind, then it's all for the good. But that's another step. You know, if a person got this step without that, again, they do go hand in hand. It's hard to walk around with a firm belief in Hashem that He's orchestrating everything the way it should be and that He's, you know, out to get me. But there, I don't know. Again, that's just a matter of understanding, you know, is punishment good for me or not for me? If a person can't appreciate that punishment is good for me in this world, I don't think that's a chisaron in bitachon. I don't think that's a chisaron in bitachon. Right? If Eov thought that his life stunk and couldn't understand why Hashem did these, but believe that it came from Hashem, I don't think he lacks in bitachon. I don't think he lacks in bitachon. I think it's another level, I don't know if you call it bitachon or just relationship with Hashem, to believe that, no, if this is what Hashem wants, you know, I'm mekabel ba'ahava. I don't being mekabel ba'ahava the same thing as being mekabel that this is the ratzon Hashem, even if I don't like it. I don't know that it's a chisaron to be talking to say, this is the ratzon Hashem and it stinks, from my perspective.
It's a combination of things that makes no difference. I can have the greatest ratzon in the world, I can have zero ratzon. It's not changing the outcome.
Oh, that we don't know.
No,
we have no idea. We don't know the answer to that question. We don't know what Hakadosh Baruch Hu's calculations are. It may change the outcome, it may not change the outcome.
Is that what the Chazon Ish is saying?
The Chazon Ish is just trying to say that if at the moment, right now, I believe that there is an equal chance that the good option or bad option will happen, and I'm not confident that the good one will happen, but I believe that whichever one happens is the will of Hashem, I am a 100%, you know, I perfected my bitachon in Hashem.
Psychological standpoint, it would be better off to have the bitachon. Either way, because it's going to help you deal with the outcome, whichever way the outcome.
Of course, Hashem. You know, he only designed the world in a way that's going to be to our advantage. But there are again, you know, maybe in our world a little less. I think among the Hasidim, it's a little bit more of this ta'os no shem. Again, I think they have sources. I don't think that, you know, the Chazanish thought it was wrong. I think I'll try being not to look. I didn't have a chance today to look. That's something that I think they probably get like Berdichev and others, I think, have sources that seem to think more like the Taos and seem to present it more. That no, Bitachon is that, and if that doesn't work out, there's something else going on. I'll be glad to try to take a look at it because it's a very fundamental point that he's making. I think in our world, we're a little bit more comfortable with this option. And somebody, again, can be Rachmana Litzlan sick, and we can throw our hands up and say, I have faith that whatever Hashem wants is going to happen, but I'm preparing for the worst. And there's no chisaron and bitachon to prepare for the bad eventuality. Just to finish up this, we're not going to do the whole paragraph, just this small snippet over here. Yeah, because I think we have to digest what he says. Ubiyos pu'ula se'amuna al orke ha'chaim hi b'chla midos b'nei ha'adam. And since Emunah and Hashem is amongst the midos that we have, let's even leave this part. I think it's kedai just to, because it's already been a little bit over, but enough to digest. There's a distinction there, and again, we may have, if somebody asked us beforehand, you know, what defined bitachon and Hashem, I don't know what we would have said. My idea is that most of us probably would have said more like the Chazon Ish is saying. Maybe we couldn't have articulated it well, but it's a fundamental point that is not muskum, and there are those who certainly have taken the Chazon Ish to task for this definition. And he'll explain it a little more, and then he's actually going to talk a little bit later about the relationship between Emunah and Bitachon. Shkoyach.